Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
When it gets to the stage where you can't pick a player in a position you feel he's right to play, it's probably not the right thing to coach.
Dragons coach Paul McGregor speaking to the media today, MG, after he and the club came to an agreement that this weekend's game against the Eels will be his last in charge.
Yeah, another one bites the dust. That's the fourth coach this year in the NRL post-COVID who has been sacked. We as a code, really, come on, we've got to be looking at ourselves really hardly in the mirror about what's going on. It's just, it seems to be an epidemic of coaches feeling the brunt.
Absolutely. We're getting ready for Thursday night football. The Roosters taking on the Storm. We'll update you on any late team changes. We've got you covered all the way through to kick off in that one. 7:50 NRL primetime coming up from 7. Brent Reed's going to join us, MG. There's some whispers around the future of Josh Adokar that we need to speak to him about, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Interesting ones,
going to get to the bottom of this code switch that might be on the cards. But up next, Dragons fans, 133353. We're talking about your club. We're talking about the coach, or the former coach, as he, I guess, will be referred to after this weekend. We want to get your thoughts. Was the right decision? Was it decided too late?
Who do you want?
Who do you want?
Who do you want as coach going forward? 133353, give us a call.
We're going to find out who MG thinks should be is the coach of the Dragons moving forward. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night football.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting ready for Thursday night footy, the Roosters taking on the Storm, NRL prime time from 7.
Someone else is seeing red. Well, not anymore, the red V.
Not anymore. We're talking Paul McGregor and we're doing this.
Trending now.
Mate, not a chance. I'm not a quitter. You don't quit on people you believe in and have confidence in and got enthusiasm for your job. No chance.
That was Paul McGregor back in June after the Dragons had just suffered a 20-point loss to the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Round 4 of the season proper. This was him today speaking to the media after he and the club came to an agreement that this would be his last weekend in charge.
A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to Ryan about the selection of the team, the panel. I wasn't comfortable with it. As a head coach, you need to select your team. And Ryan took that to the board. They come back that wasn't going to change. When it gets to the stage where you can't pick a player in the position you feel he's right to play, it's probably not the right thing to coach.
I totally agree. What other coach in the NRL at the moment doesn't pick his team and have total autonomy? If you want to live by the sword, you've got to die by the sword, you've got to pick your own team. And the very moment that Mary McGregor was taken, the powers are taken away from him for that, that's the time he should have left. He should have said, I can't coach. If you want this team, you got to tell everyone that you're picking them. That's, I can't pick this team. I want to pick the team that I want. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe how many coaches have been sacked post-COVID in such a dire time that we're in, such a health crisis. And the code's on its knees almost with all these COVID breakdowns and people breaking COVID protocols. But we seem to be able to just sack coaches on a whim and then replace them with another coach and pay him the same amount of money when I don't know where all this money's coming from.
We got told that the cupboard was pretty bare when the season looked at threat, and all of a sudden we've had four clubs now probably come to some sort of financial agreement.
A quarter of the coaches were an embarrassment.
Anyway, we're focusing in on the Dragons though, MG. Paul McGregor will coach this weekend against the Eels and then he's done. Dean Young will take over as the interim coach. Shane Flanagan, for those wondering, he is at the club as an assistant, but he can't be the senior head coach next year.
Yeah.
Because his ban is still in place under the NRL. What do you think should happen with that coaching position, MJ?
Well, I think with all the bending of rules of late, i.e. Sonny Williams, Joseph Suwali, Ricky Latelli, I think they should bend the rules a little bit more and let Flanagan coach.
You reckon they should end his ban 12 months early?
Yes, I do.
Would that be the best result for the Dragons?
Well, I think it would be. Yeah, I think it'd be best for the club. Imagine the dramas now that if Dean Young comes and Flanagan's there as well. What do they say about too many cooks?
Yes.
I don't know. Look, Dean Young comes from great pedigree. He's a stalwart of the club, but so is Mary McGregor.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to look outside from within.
Interesting to note, it's his dad who's a part of the board at the Dragons, Dean Young,
yep,
and who stood down from that position.
Albert, Craig Young, what a legendary player he was.
Doesn't want a conflict of interest to be seen, so he stood down from the board for as long as Dean Young is in charge in an interim basis. 133-53, Dragons fans, we want to get your thoughts. We've got Brutus in Sylvania. G'day,
hey,
Brutus.
Beefcake, how are you, brother?
Well, you good, man. How you going, MJ? So what you're saying is, So, Craig, we've been to the rules here. Why can't Fitzy from the Roosters, he's got 12 months remaining at the Roosters, why can't he come to the Dragons? I've heard...
Yeah, he can. He can. He doesn't want to, but... He can. Yeah, he can, brother. He can go if he wants, because the Dragons would be mad not to sound him out. But he said to the Roosters, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to stay here for another year. And as Jason Rolls did with Eddie Jones.
And you did say about Flanagan coming over... So do you think Dean Young will be happy for him to take over if he's going to be the interim coach from next week?
Will Craig Young, will Dean Young be happy or will...
Will Dean Young be happy if he knows that Flanagan's going to be first grade coach next year for the Dragons?
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't know that yet. If Dean Young goes good, then Shane Flanagan might be out of a job.
A bit of audition period for Dean Young. Andrew in Kingsford. Andrew, what do you think of the decision and any idea of who you'd like to replace Mary McGregor?
Hey guys, hope you're well. I'm thinking, look, I think it's a good move, to be honest. I think it's performance-based and we had to go another direction. I don't agree with Dean Young. I mean, I can understand him on an interim basis whilst we're looking, but I like someone like Sean Wayne, someone from the outside. I can't do another one, another ex-player.
Yeah, I like that. I like Sean Wayne. I do. He's apparently a real good operator.
That idea of not another ex-player, not another somebody with the attachment to the club bringing fresh ideas. If not Flanagan, because he does have a past with other clubs, so he does bring fresh ideas, sort of. But do you like the idea, as Andrew suggested, of somebody really outside the club?
Yeah, as I said, he comes from... a lot of people who talk about Sean Wayne talk glowingly of him, so why not?
All right. Danny and Camden will give you the last word on this one. Paul McGregor will coach his final game for the Dragons this weekend. Who do you want coaching the club in 2021?
Mate, we just basically need somebody that can stand up against the board and make a decision and stand by it.
Yeah.
I've been a supporter for 48 years, and this year's been disgusting. Like, the way they're playing, the guys don't have respect for the coach. You need a coach that once he speaks... put his foot down, stick by it. That's what we need, mate. That's all it is. It's just keep it simple and sweet. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, and you can understand the frustration of Mary McGregor once he was told that there's a four-man selection panel for his first grade team that he doesn't have total autonomy over that. It's kind of driving a car without a steering wheel.
You're right, yeah, with trainer wheels. You've got trainer wheels.
That's deflating.
Well, 7 years in the role, and this will be Mary McGregor's final game in charge this weekend.
Seven years, he started
coaching in 2014.
Wow.
It's a long time.
About 48% winning percentage?
And 48%, and in NRL coaching terms, that is an eternity.
That is. Well done, Mary.
This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
But we are talking Mary McGregor parting ways with St George Illawarra, announced today he'll coach his final game for the club this weekend.
Yeah, as we mentioned, the first break was untenable. When you've got a selection committee picking your team for you, you basically got your hands tied behind your back.
We do. We need to get some inside information on possible replacements. Let's speak to this man. Brent Reed, an integral part of the Triple M NRL family.
I would say vital.
A vital? Yeah. Integral? Reedy, how would you describe yourself as part of the family?
Irreplaceable.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well,
there we go. That's the one, my man.
Yeah. Hey, Reedy, MG's just gone on record as saying he thinks that the NRL should bend the rules and allow Shane Flanagan out of his ban 12 months early so he can take on the full-time job next year at the Dragons. How likely is that to happen? And if it doesn't, who are the leading candidates?
I would be surprised if the NRL did that. There's no real appetite to reduce that ban, and I'd be surprised if they did, but I'd expect Shane will go to them at some point in the near future, before the end of the year, and ask them whether they'll consider it. But, you know, I'd be surprised if that happens. And if you put a line through Flano, I think Dean Young's the raging favourite at the moment to get the job. The assistant coach, he's now the interim coach. Well, he will be after Friday night. And I think he's the guy at the moment that's the front runner. He's got six games to show what he can do, but I reckon he's the man at the moment.
I suppose he would be. He's been an integral part of that setup, obviously, since winning the comp in 2010. And I think him, along with Ben Hornby, who recently left to go to South Sydney, have been part of the junior system and the assistant coaching staff for a long time. I know Craig Fitzgibbon's name keeps getting pushed up whenever there's a coaching job available, Reedy. Has his name been mentioned at all?
Well, there's a couple of obvious ones. You mentioned one there, Craig Fitzgibbon. The other one's Jason Bryles. Now, both those blokes have connections to the club, but they're also committed elsewhere. Fitz is on record as saying he won't turn his back on the Roosters this year. He'll be there at least another year. So that, unless something dramatically changes there, we've got to put a line through him. And Rolls, he's come out and said he's going to go to England and take up that deal with Eddie Jones and England Rugby. So you're probably going to put a line through him as it stands right now. Paul Green's the other one, obviously, the high-profile coach who's currently looking for a job. I think Paul will prefer the Broncos job if it comes up. And, you know, there's some suggestions that maybe at the end of the year that will be the case. So given you've got to put a line through those guys, look, I know... I'm told that Dean Young's got a pretty tight relationship with Anthony Griffin, so it wouldn't surprise me, or they know each other well, they coached together at Tonga. I know Flano's there at the moment. It wouldn't surprise me if Anthony Griffin was to come on board as well if Dean Young was to get that job next year, just to strengthen that coaching staff up and put some experience around him, because he'll need some people around him.
Hey, Reedy, let's move on. We need to talk about a bloke by the name of Josh Addo-Carr. We saw a play out in the media earlier in the year that he wanted out of the Storm. They came to some sort of an arrangement that would see him leave the club at the end of this season. Is that still the case?
Look, now he's had some manager issues, Josh Addo-Carr, and that stopped this progressing anywhere. I understand he's now settled those management issues. So the Storm are going to sit down with him this week or next week and talk to him about what he wants to do. I think they're hopeful that he will stay, that he's changed his mind. They're hopeful they can convince him to stay for at least one more year. But now that management issue has been resolved, that process can really begin and step up, and they can get to the bottom of whether Josh wants to stay or whether he wants to come back to Sydney.
Yeah, it seems that both wingers, Vunivalu, who's going to rugby, and Josh Addo-Carr may be getting itchy feet at the 11th hour. And I, as far as Vunivalu goes, you really can't match the money that Queensland Reds are giving him. But as far as Josh Addo-Carr goes, I would love to see him stay at the Storm, because I don't think he would reach the heights at another club that he's reached the Melbourne Storm.
Fair enough. All right, Brent Reed, a pleasure as always.
Comprehensive, mate.
The irreplaceable member of the Triple M NRL team, as well as writing stuff on a regular basis for the Australian Radio. Always a pleasure. We'll chat to you soon.
Cheers, boys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Boy Cordner, MG, is someone we need to talk about. We're going to get to him, his injury, his future, and what it means for the Sydney Roosters very shortly. But before that, we need to remind everybody one more time. Go and get the Triple M app. Yes. Subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG catch-up podcast. You can do it via the app. It's bloody easy.
That's free.
And it's free. We all love easy and free. Tomorrow we've got a special chat with Michael Caruso, talking about the supercars for you rev heads out there.
I'm
You've
going.
Got a month of racing coming up, and Michael Caruso breaks it down beautifully for us. But also Saturday, our man Adam Mad Dog McDougal, the host of the Health Hacker podcast, go check it out, podcast1australia.com.au. We got in a little bit of story time with you and he, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. Breaking down the skills that you as rugby league players, that at some point in your career you're forced to give up.
Yes, reluctantly.
Forced to give up. You didn't choose to.
Yes.
And what you could have been if you still had those skills. Here's a little snippet.
Second game of the year, we're playing Parramatta, and Brandy Alexander was out. So when he was out, I thought I was halfback.
Second game of the year, okay. Yes.
Playing Parramatta at Parramatta Stadium. It was the third tackle. I remember it vividly because of what happened next. I got the ball. I said to Brady, Wiz, it's on. Have a look. And he said, what's on? I said, I'm a chip kick over the top. You run through and score. Oh, and he said, look where you are. And I was about 3 metres inside my own half. And he said, what about Ronnie's? He goes, I said, no, let's roll the dice. Let's go. So the third tackle, Simo passes me the ball, chip kick over the top. Brady Azar went screaming through. He missed the ball by an inch. Neil Hunt, their fullback, got the ball and scored up the other end. I got replaced straight away.
Literally?
Eight minutes into the game. 8 minutes in the game, I got pulled off. That was it. And that was my first and last time I ever chip kicked in first grade.
The best thing is that you could have seen, like, a guy who never played first grade and was one of the great wingers of our game, Akil Uwate from the Knights. Same thing, MG, he was told never to chip kick because he would come from rugby union. And Brian Smith, we know, doesn't muck around. I do not lie to you, he did a chip and chase 5 metres off his own line going against Canberra. And as his chip bit has gone straight into the bloke's arms, and he's just fallen over the try line. And Brian Smith, I do not lie to you, said, if you ever chip pick again, not only will I cut your foot off, I'll send it back to Fiji with you, and I'll never say it again.
So if you want to hear the full chat with Adam Mad Dog McDougal, go and get the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG podcast. We're going to be dropping that on Saturday. But up next, Boyd Cordner, MG.
Yes, quite a concern.
Yeah, it is.
Bit of a couple of back-to-back head knocks and could be out for a period of time.
Not what you want for the captain of the Roosters. We're going to break that down and what it means for the team up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Getting you ready Thursday night footy. We're less than a little over an hour away from kickoff between the Storm and the Roosters. NRL prime time from 7 o'clock. MG with yourself, Dan Ganane, and radio's best newcomer for 2020 and the Warriors coach for 2021, Nathan Brown's going to be joining us very, very shortly.
My week's a long time in rugby league. This time last week, hey, you.
This time
you're
last
the
week,
coach of the Warriors.
We were taking the piss about him shopping for a house in Auckland, and then this week we know he's going to be the coach. We need to talk about Boyd Cordner, though.
Yes, we do.
This was Trent Robinson, the coach of the Roosters, yesterday, speaking about Boyd Cordner's head injury.
I guess we had the experience of Luke Keary last year, and you can see how Luke's playing and training and performing. You know, we've made a decision to take the 6 weeks that we took with Luke last year, so that'll be another couple of weeks out, and he's back running and training with us, so but we want to make sure, we want to be sure, we want to look after Boyd, and we want to make sure he's ready to go for the rest of the season.
When I hear that, I have solace. I think that's so good to hear from Trent Robinson, because it's not about the team or about winning, it's about the player. The player first mentality is where I want my son to be. If I'm listening to that, I'm Mr. Cordner or Mrs. Cordner. I'm saying, well, my son's in good shape because he's with a bloke who cares.
Yeah. Sends a good message to future recruits as well.
It's fantastic. I mean, he's come so of age as a coach in the last few years, Trent Robinson, that he's now one of the, you know, every time he speaks, we all listen intently because he speaks the truth. He speaks sensible. And Luke Keary last year, I bet you he didn't want him to be out for 6 weeks with a head knock, but the right protocols were followed, and the same will be done with Luke Boyd Cordner, who had a pretty nasty one last time they played the Storm.
Round 8, suffered a head knock late in that Golden Point loss to the Storm, but then he suffered a head knock in the captain's run in round 11. So suggestions he won't be back till at least round 17. 28 years of age, Boyd Cordner, one hell of a CV from a career perspective.
One of the best New South Welshman ever.
The other thing it does, and I know they're focusing on his concussion and making sure his head's right to go, it also gives that body of his time to rest. Yeah. He's played a lot of football over the last couple of years with finals and reps and all the rest of that.
And he doesn't play it at 7 or 8 out of 10. He plays at 10 out of 10.
So if the Roosters had a cherry ripe Boyd Cordner in the last couple of games of the regular fixture.
Another guy from England called SBW, all of a sudden.
Somebody go check that bloody song, bro. Hey, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
If he's listening, Boyd Cordner, we wish you well,
He's a ripper. Speaking of rippers, Nathan Brown,
another
the
ripper.
Future coach of the Warriors, is going to join us next for some rapid fire footy.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night footy. We've got the Roosters taking on the Storm. Nathan Brown, the best newcomer on radio in 2021.
They're even dressing like him now. Look, he's so suave. He's got, you've changed in a week, you
rolled into the studio.
I'm standing here with double denim, and I'm there for a while.
Yeah,
I must confess. Stuck in the...
Now, Brownie, we welcome you in. Now, after 7 o'clock NRL prime time, you're going to get into it with MG and Dan about the Warriors, the announcement, the new role. So that's worth sticking around for. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. But, Brownie, I want your take, because we've been talking coaching at the top of the show. Who do you think's going to get the Cowboys job?
I'm not sure. There's obviously a lot of good contenders in there, you know. Obviously, from what I understand, Johnny Cartwright's been up. Been involved in an interview. Carty has been in the game for a long, long time and took over a foundation club at the Gold Coast, which is an extremely difficult job to do, and got him into the playoffs on a number of occasions. Since then, he's been an assistant coach with numbers of good coaches, won a comp as an assistant coach. Anthony Griffin's a guy who I feel did an outstanding job at the Broncos, left there, and Wayne took him to the grand final straight away, which is a good rap for Hook, and then he went to Penrith, and they were finals both years.
What about Sean Wayne, the Englishman? You know a bit about him, coaching against him when you were over there.
Mate, Sean Wayne, he coached Wigan when I was over there. He took over from Madge. And Madge's obviously had a very high profile as a coach and come back here and won. And Wayne won with the side that Madge left. Then when a lot of the old players left, Wayne brought in a lot of young Wigan blokes, and he won again. And one thing I can tell you about Sean Wayne's football sides is they compete hard.
Okay.
I think they're terrified of the coach if they don't.
Yeah. Well, Malcolm really was the same in Newcastle, wasn't he?
He's a good stand-up bloke, Wayne, and he's another guy that's a terrific coach. Toddy Payton is a younger coach who doesn't have the experience of these blokes who's been around now and coach. So there's a lot of good contenders. And it's not always easy to pick when there's so many people to pick from.
All right, I like it. Let's do this. Rapid fire footy. Fast footy questions, fast answers from you, gentlemen. MG, we'll start with you. Name one player the Warriors need to recruit for next year.
Tarek Sims.
Ooh, I like
it. He needs a sea change, I think, Tarek. I think the Warriors would be right up his alley.
All right, Brownie.
I'm going a young Mark Geyer.
How old? 20, 21?
The 21, 22-year-old. Not the one a bit older.
No, not the slow one.
The one that just got in his prime there for a couple of years, MG.
A young Mark Geyer might spend even more time on the sidelines with the way the rules are these days.
Brownie's my coach.
Mate, you only needed to play the right games. He was there grand final. You only needed to play the right one.
Excellent. All right, Brownie, we'll start with you. Will another coach get the axe this year?
Look, I don't know if they will or they won't, but I do hope, I hope Anthony, whatever happens for Anthony Seibold, it's in his best interest and his family's best interest. That's all I hope.
Yeah, I mirror them thoughts.
All right, absolutely. Well said, gentlemen. It's International Left Footers Day, or Left-Handers Day.
Left-Handed Day.
Congratulations, MG, you're a left-hander.
Yeah, I am.
Gentlemen, your best left-footed goal kicker?
I'm going Jamie Soward, Pippin Matty Head.
Yeah, hard to go past Jimmy Soward. Gee, could strike a football. But I remember back when I was following Manly, a guy called Mick Eden, could kick from right foot and left foot. So the goal was on the right-hand side, he'd kick from the left foot. If it was on the left-hand side, he'd kick with his right foot.
Oh, that's
impressive.
Off.
He was very impressive.
That's showing
impressive.
Off. All right, gentlemen, before we go, we've got Thursday night footy coming up very shortly, NRL primetime. You two are sticking around. Dan Ganane jumps in. Emma Lawrence on the sideline tonight. Tevita Pangai Jr. got in trouble because he went to a barber shop last weekend. What's the most expensive haircut you've ever had in your life, Brownie?
I think the clippers the wife bought me about 2 years ago that still worked, they were expensive at the time, but now it's probably working out about 1 cent a haircut.
How good are they? Clippers. Clippers are our best friend, aren't they?
100%.
I remember when we were in Perth, we used to, go get our hair dyed because a bit of grey coming through it. And so probably about $50, I suppose, I spent on a hair.
The way you spent your money in your days in Perth is one of the great fascinations to me. The sea-deuce, the dyeing of hair.
Yeah, the his and hers jet skis. Oh, that's a sea-deuce, yeah, sorry. The flashy cars, but that didn't last long.
No. A fine or two, odd fine,
jeez. I think I left half my money over there.
All right, Nathan Brown, MG, you're sticking around. Dan Ganane's going to jump in. As I said, Emma Lawrence on deck for this game. The Roosters taking on the Storm. Quickly, MG, who wins?
Storm.
Brownie.
Roosters.
NRL Primetime coming up.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.